BBQCentral.com. The Barbecue Centralites demanded more. They wanted to hear him interviewing the top names in the barbecue industry, and they wanted to call in their questions live on the air. Once again, he came through and made the rest of the barbecue websites on the net his. It's the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio with your host, Greg Rempe.
Cleveland, Ohio. It's the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio.
What is up? A very good Tuesday evening to you, wherever you may be. Hope you're doing well. I'm doing fine. Broadcasting live smack dab in the middle of Cleveland, Ohio. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, so go ahead and make your time zone adjustments as necessary. This is the Barbecue Central Show, and I'm your program host, Greg Rempe. Hope everybody's having a great Tuesday. Let me give you contact information right off the top in case you have something you want to go ahead and call me about. Perhaps you've been bumping around the Barbecue Central forum, and you have a question that you would like to ask me about the forum itself or anything to do with live fire cooking. Go ahead and give me a call at 216-220-0966. That's 216-220-0966. You can also email me at bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. That's bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. Of course, by now you know the rules about calling in. Have a legitimate barbecue or grilling take. Ask me about Barbecue Central Forum. Ask me about something that we have covered already in previous shows. State an opinion of your own. Basically, just bring anything to the show that will keep it going. Don't bring the show down with your bad calls or your bad takes as it relates to barbecue and grilling. I will drop the hammer on you. That being said, I encourage you to call in and add to the show and bring up the level of show, 216-220-0966. Here's what's going to be happening on the show tonight. Basically, we're wide open. I don't really have any guests like I usually have scheduled second segment. I usually try and get somebody in that has some relation to barbecue or grilling. That's not the case tonight, so we'll be dealing with all show content all the time for the hour that we have to spend together tonight. We'll be talking about fuel types, obviously kind of simplistic in the fact that it's going to be gas for your gas grills, and then charcoal, that being the lump charcoal and the charcoal briquettes, as it were, to fire your particular charcoal grills and your charcoal smokers. And then, of course, third segment, we'll find the second week in a row return of the Know Your Q game, which is now the fastest growing barbecue-based game on the internet and pretty much any entertainment media venue, vehicle, whatever you want to call it, available today. So you will have a chance to win a gift pack of rub tonight, not from D-Dogs, who is my typical sponsor. He'll be back next week with some rub of his own. We will be talking about a guy, Dan Martin, and we'll get into him here in just a second. A few announcements to get out of the way. First of all, I wanted to apologize for last week's mix-up of the Know Your Q game. Basically, I wrote down the wrong information about the reverse sear method as far as what temperature you would start to, or what temperature the grill is supposed to be at the first part of the cook. It was 250 degrees. I wrote it down incorrectly at 225 degrees. And I buzzered off two guys that had called in, kind of eliminating them from prizes, and I apologize to that. Also want to thank my man Larry Wolf from Wolf Rub Barbecue Seasonings for kind of picking up my slack on that. And he graciously, at his cost, sent out Wolf Rub to the two people that I told were wrong, when in essence and in actuality they were correct. So thanks to Larry for doing that. You can visit his website at wolfrub.com. That's WOLFERUB.com. No real update on the Real Music situation, although I did talk to station owner Sam Hassan a few days ago, and he's looking into potentially bringing that back. So hopefully we can have the Iggy Pop music back and the Real Music rejoins here in the future, but no promises on that. And I've been able to work up something a little bit more, just something that's just as good for the rejoins. And the that was the new theme song. So you can email me and let me know what you thought about the new theme song, because that'll be the new out music as well. Quick note to Barbecue Central members, if you're going to be calling in tonight, be sure to use your real names when you call in. Don't use your handles, because we have also listeners that are not members of the forum. They will not know who you are if you just go ahead and give your handle out. So give me your real name first, and then we can, if you still feel the need, you can identify your call signal on the Barbecue Central forum if you're so inclined. But real names first. And then also we're adding a new feature to the show, or two new essences to the show. Essences? Is that a real description? I don't know. If you're calling in the show for the first time, go ahead and say, first time caller. And then I will play this sounder.
Hi, Daddy.
That's funny. And then if you want to also let me know what you're cooking on, you can, after you introduce yourself, you can also say, I cook on X cooker and X pit. And then I will give you the cooker bell, which is this. It seems like every successful show has some type of niche or gimmick as far as that's concerned, so I'm certainly not averse to adding gimmicks to the show in order to retain loyal customers and listeners. So I appreciate that. So go ahead, identify yourself as a first-time caller. You can also go ahead and list out what you have. I'll play the according sound effects, and this is how our cadence now goes. Of course, we'll be doing, again, the Know Your Cue this evening. So listen up. Again, the person that is supplying the rub tonight is a company called, believe it or not, Special Shit. You can find out more about them at specialshit.com. And he'll be, Dan Martin is the owner over there, and he'll be donating a three-pack or a gift pack of Special Shit. It's kind of fun to say. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the show content. We're talking about fuel types tonight. And it looks like a caller has just jumped on the line, and I know that number. And I'll bring him up on the line because we actually have something that I got for him that I was hoping that he would call in and kind of talk. I mean, gas is gas. You get it wherever you get it. There's really not much variance in it. You hook up, you light it, and you're off and running for the grill to get hot. Kind of perceived as a real convenience or kind of a faster way to cook. I don't necessarily think it's true, but there is I think one of the bigger aftermarket items, or one of the cooler devices that you would need in order to really make your gas grill efficient, is some type of fuel reading meter. And joining me right now is my dad in Florida. Daddy on the line.
Hi, Greg. I'm a first-time caller.
First-time caller.
Hi, Daddy.
How prophetic that it
Hi,
says that.
Hi, son. I use a Vermont Casting a grill, and I also have a CookShack 008. That I use here, and I had a little gas earlier today.
You had? I'm sorry, I rang you a little early, but here we go. There we go. Wonderful.
Okay.
Thanks for playing along with that.
You're welcome.
All right, so what we're talking about tonight is fuel sources, and I'm starting off with gas because there's really not a lot of variance with that, but as I was saying just before you came on, that perhaps a good idea would be to get some type of fuel reading meter to allow you to know when your tank is going to be running low. If you don't buy two, three, or four tanks just because you know you're going to be running out, like, you know, the majority of us, there really doesn't seem to be a really good original equipment maker of gas reading. I have one on my Weber that still seems not so accurate, but I got you this little aftermarket piece.
Mm-hmm.
So let me grab my questions here so I know what I'm talking about. You said you cook on a Vermont Casting, which is obviously the grill you're using this piece of equipment on. Have you, in your experience, so you're older than me, so you have more experience in this, have you seen an OEM gas meter that actually really works on a grill?
Well, I want to answer that question, but before I do, your mom is standing over in the corner waving her arms, and she wants to be recognized, so if you could just say hi, Mom, that'd be great.
Hi, Mom, that would be great.
Okay, great. Yeah, I've tried them all, Greg. I have when I had my Weber, I had that thing that you kind of sit the tank on, and it has this this kind of it reminds me of going to the doctor's office. It's got this thing that weighs the tank up and down.
Right.
And I'm inclined to think it's about as accurate as the thing in the doctor's office, because I never once could depend on that thing to give me a correct weight reading about how much gas was in the tank, and it always ran out right in the middle of my ribs.
All right, so
that was the first thing I tried. Then I found this really cool thing that was kind of an adhesive strip that you could put on the side of your tank.
Right.
I'm not sure what kind of celestial relationship that thing had with the great beyond, but supposedly the temperature of the tank where there was no gas vis-a-vis where there was gas was supposed to tell you like where the level was.
Now, of course, we would know that because propane is heavier and is supposed to be colder and sinks to the bottom.
Yeah. Well, I lived in Cleveland, and now I live in Florida, and so either way, it probably was upside down. Never worked.
Right.
Then I got this little jewel that you sent me here for Christmas. And I don't have the manufacturer's name, but I can tell you that this thing is prized. It's a very simple little valve arrangement. It's got a little gauge on the side of it that says, well, it's kind of technical. It says...
Speak slowly gas. For the Barbecue Central Forum members.
Yeah. Well, it says gas. Then there's another section that says low gas. And then it says refill. Now, if you'd like me to go over that again, I could. But basically, if the little needle is in the gas section, which is the big green section,
okay,
you know you have enough gas, and by the time it kind of dribbles down to the low gas section, you just pull it off and you go have it refilled, or you get it replaced at your Blue Rhino or whatever, and that thing has not let me down once.
Did it say anywhere in the material how long you would expect to get, or you know, when it's sitting at this point on the face, you would have X amount of time to burn, you know, so you could kind of time out a cook?
No, that's the one shortfall. It goes rather quickly from the green to the yellow. But once it's in the yellow, you've got enough time to do, like, say, one more cook. I'm talking about maybe pork chops or some steaks or some burgers. And then you need to get a replacement.
All right, now, I'm technically challenged, and I inherited that from somebody in the family.
Right.
But how easy was this to install? You got it in the box. I mean, the box wasn't very big. It came here first before I sent it down to you. But how easy was it to install, and how does it install?
Well, after we paid the postage due on it when it got here, it was very easy to open up. And I went outside in the garage, and I got my, what do you call those things? They look like the tweezers, the pincher deals there. And I simply unscrewed the gas tank from the round part that goes to the black hose that goes up by the venturis there, the venturis, and put it in between all of that. And after I undid it, because I always do it wrong once and then I have to redo it, after I did it once and then redid it, it took about 5 minutes to install.
So it takes as long to install as it does to actually describe how to install it.
Way longer to describe it than to install it.
All right.
Yeah.
And it was up and running functionally right after that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the directions, they say you should put some of that, soapy water on there to check for gas and all that stuff. But, we never do that.
Safety first? I don't think so. Not in my family.
Right. Well, and we never read the directions that come with the computer either.
Right. All right. Well, if you can, I don't know what your time frame is like. If you can hang with me through the first set of commercial breaks, bring you back to lead in the second segment, because there's a few questions that I did want to ask you, and then I'll cut you loose and get on to the charcoal side of things. Can you do that?
Love to. I'll just go make another scotch.
All right, you do that. I will sit here and review email, and we'll come back with our finishing conversation with my dad, Bill Rempe, a.k.a. Air Boss, on the Barbecue Central Forum, about the aftermarket gas meter thingy deal reader that I got him for Christmas. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
D-Dog's award-winning barbecue rubs put the perfect balance of spicy and sweet on your ribs, chicken, all beef and pork, and more. Whether it's slow-cooked barbecue, or grilled steaks and burgers, or soups, vegetables, or anything else from your kitchen, D-Dog's award-winning rubs make good food great. Four flavors: original, maple, apple, and peach, each made from the freshest all-natural ingredients. Order yours today at www.ddogsbbq.com. That's DDOGSBBQ.com. D-Dog's Barbecue Rubs. It's better than ketchup.
The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market. With its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven. You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
Barbecue has never been easier with the Barbecue Guru. The Barbecue Guru is a temperature control and monitor for all pits, charcoal, wood, electric, your pit. It easily attaches to any smoker or pit and gives you simple, trouble-free control of your temperatures so you can make championship quality barbecue every time and all the time. And it's location-free. Take it anywhere. This amazing breakthrough in barbecue technology is a microprocessor-controlled draft system that uses temperature monitors and a small fan to keep your temperatures constant. The Stainless Steel Guru Pit Minder gives you a choice of controls from 90 to 370 degrees. So cold smoking, pepper drying, making cheese or jerky or fabulous briskets and ribs is nothing short of effortless. The ProCom 4 lets you monitor your pit from up to 600 feet away. And there's more. Check out the full line of products and accessories for the future of barbecue with new items on the way. Visit thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
You can smoke like an expert pitmaster with a CookShack smoker right out of the box. Confidently smoke cook professional quality pit barbecue that your family and friends will love with no special training or skills required. You can count on CookShack for high quality electric smokers that have been field tested for over 40 years under the most rigorous conditions in backyards across North America. Our newest line, Fast Eddies by CookShack, 100% wood burning pits, helps bring professional competition teams to the winner's circle year round. Chefs, caterers, and backyard barbecuers choose both CookShack and Fast Eddies by CookShack smokers to smoke, cook, world-class Q. And we don't stop with smokers. We help you make your barbecue experience a success with an array of useful accessories and cookbooks, five kinds of aromatic smoking woods and pellets, delicious barbecue sauces and savory rubs, and a website packed with information, recipes, and the popular CookShack barbecue forum. Try a CookShack with no risk and our 30-day no-hassle money-back guarantee. CookShack smokers are proudly made in the USA. Don't take our word for it. Visit our forum at www.cookshack.com and ask our customers what they think of us. Or call us at 1-800-423-0698 to learn how you can smoke cook truly great barbecue.
This is Rennie Knopf with ChampionshipBBQ.tv, and you're listening to the Barbecue Central Show.
Get on the phone and in the smoke. 216-220-0966. BBS Talk Radio.
All right, back at it. Welcome aboard. The Barbecue Central Show is what you found, 216-220-0966 or bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. Currently talking to my daddy, Bill Rempe, about the aftermarket gas reader that I got him for Christmas and kind of how I think it's a necessary evil in order to make sure that you know what kind of gas you're dealing with and your levels of gas If you're just tuning in and you have no idea what this show about, is perhaps you're tuning immediately out. In any event, bring my dad back on to answer these last few questions as far as the gas reader is concerned. Dad, point blank, does this thing work or not?
Point blank, it works like a champ.
So if there was anything that you could change it now, okay, so it works. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad about that since I got it as a gift. But is there anything now that you've had some, I mean, you've had some time to actually see it work and evaluate it, is there anything that you would change about it to make it even better than it is?
The one thing I'd do, I would suggest to the manufacturer is that if there was, what do I know about gas? And how it works with grills and, you know, how it flows and all that stuff. But what would be really cool is, I mean, if you look at the dial, if you could look at the dial as a clock, and from about 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock is the green gas section. And all it says is gas.
Right.
Okay, then from about 8 to 7 o'clock is this low gas. It might even be from And then beyond that, down towards 6 o'clock, is a very narrow area called refill.
Refill.
When the gas is going, it drops out of the green and into the yellow without much warning. I would like to have the dial read higher up in the green and gradually move down toward the low gas reading before it just dropped in there. Without any warning. That'd be my only suggestion. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a pretty simple gauge. I don't know if there's a lot they can do with this, but that would make it much better even still.
Would you like to see also some type of indication as far as how much time you would have concerning where the needle rests in relation to how much time you would have left on the tank to burn?
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
Because then the gauge would need to know how much you're cooking at what temperature and all that stuff. I think it's just so much better than the celestial stripe on the side of the tank deal and the doctor's office scale option that we had with Weber. And I mean, I'm not taking a shot at Weber here. I mean, they're probably, you know, the best they could do, but neither of those things ever worked for me. This at least gives me an indication of knowing where the heck I'm at, so I can go back out in the bushes and get my other tank if I need to.
And you don't know what the name of it is? Because I know where I got it. It was off of QVC.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the name of the manufacturer off the top of my head. I don't know if there was no indication on that particular piece of who made it.
This will require additional lighting for my old eyes. Oh, here it is. Try this one, www.gaswatch.com. I believe the manufacturer is an outfit called TV, as in Victor, L, as in Lima.
TVL, www.gaswatch.com.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And, you know, order several of these and send them to your friends.
Right. Then they were, I should know, I spent the money. I mean, they weren't necessarily overly expensive for the potential return and peace of mind that you would get knowing that when you started your grill, you know at least where you're at on the tank. You're not going to fire up ribs or chicken, and then 3 minutes later you're in the house thinking everything is fine and your fire has been out for 2 minutes.
If the needle is in the green, my experience has been, now this is only since Christmas, my experience is if the needle is in the green, you're safe. To cook whatever you're, you know, going out. But you know, I come from a school of, you know, do a little double checking just to make sure. Might not be a bad idea to just walk around behind your grill and lift that baby up and just kind of give it a shake just to make sure that you and the gauge are all talking the same language.
How many extra tanks do you have laying around the house?
I'm sorry?
How many extra propane tanks do you have hidden throughout the yard?
Well, I have two in the bushes. Under cover, and then of course one on the grill. So I have whatever that amounts to.
You have plenty to get you by in case something were to happen.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All right. I guess that's all that I have. I appreciate your time talking about that particular unit because I was a big fan of it when I saw it and always like to bring up neat little items that the Central Lights can add to the collection because, as you well know, once you're a barbecue and grilling fan, you also immediately become a gadget addict.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I could do a whole another show here. Matter of fact, I could go on tonight and just talk about my barbecue tools, which are unique and many of them unrecognizable to the average barbecuer.
That's right. Well, why don't we
or griller?
You can make a short list or long list, and we'll talk about that when you're in studio here next month.
I look forward to that, Greg.
All right. Do you need to promote anything? Are you giving out websites, personal appearances?
No, not at this time. Just, invite everybody within the sound of my voice to come down and see us here in Florida.
You're going to be sorry you said that, I guarantee it.
Well, Bob, we'll see.
Dad, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay,
love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. That's my dad if you need him. I will not give out his address, nor will I give out his phone number. So you Centralites can take him up on their very generous offer. Although if you're in the area and you really want to meet him and have him cook barbecue for you, contact me via email. I will give you the wrong address and send you somewhere else. All right, so let me finish up with the gas. And if you want to call in and weigh in on maybe you have some other type of gas meter reading device other than the one that we just talked about here for the last few minutes, again, please feel free to call in. And let me know what has worked best for you, 216-220-0966. Also, stay tuned for the Know Your Q segment, which will be happening here in just a few minutes. As far as gas goes, wrapping that portion of the fuel segment up, again, I mean, it's gas is gas. A lot of people perceive it as a convenience or a quicker way to cook. A lot of people say, well, I'm going to use the gas grill at night because it takes less time to fire up than it does the charcoal grills. I'm not necessarily a prescriber to that. You have a highboy or a weed burner or even just a regular charcoal chimney, you're up and running cook-wise within, 10 minutes anyway. And if you're preheating your grill, which you should be, all of you should be preheating your grill, then you're looking at, a 10-minute time frame at least if you have iron or PCI grates like we talked about in the first or second show. Might even be towards 15 minutes because those things really soak a lot of energy initially to heat up. So I think it's just more of a perceived convenience. It's easier to cook on because you can, regulate your temperature versus having to actually learn how to cook and regulate a fire on charcoal. But once you've mastered that, I think you would prefer to not cook on gas unless, you want to have a number of different things cooking. I think the one convenience of having a gas grill, and I don't really have a lot of experience with this, so if you do and you're out there listening, maybe you can chime in on this. You can make a modification if you have an LP or a liquid propane grill and you have a house that is natural gas or has a natural gas line running to it to, if you're so inclined, hook your own natural gas. You do a quick modification and turn it into a NG grill versus an LP grill. What's nice about that, of course, you don't have to worry about getting that aftermarket thing from gaswatch.com because you're basically never going to be running out of gas. You're now feeding off the line of your house. You always have a constant source. You could cook for days on end and have it running on high blast. Of course, your bill at the end of the month probably won't be as nice as it would normally, but if you're looking for convenience, I mean, that's a convenience that I would see out of a gas grill. And I've thought on a number of occasions to actually do that modification because of a line right by my grill. As far as getting gas, I have found for me here locally, Cleveland, that Home Depot is the cheapest place for me to get gas. And my particular Home Depot is really cool because it has 24-hour access via this computer-operated cage deal. Basically, what happens is you swipe your credit card, and you have your empty with you, and a door just pop opens automatically, and you take your empty LP tank, and you throw it in there, and you close the door. When you close that door, it triggers the computer system again, and another door kicks open, a couple spaces away, and that therein lies the full propane tank. You take that bad boy out, close it up, and you're all done. This comes in especially helpful when you run out of gas at 2 o'clock in the morning. Because that happens all the time. I think that would happen, you know, maybe you have a true offset barbecue pit that has a propane gas assist. Or you have one of those hybrid smokers like Mike Lau makes Carolina Grills, where you've switched off of the traditional smoke wood-burning fire and you've now turned on the propane tanks or the propane burners and you have misjudged with how much fuel you have, or you don't have a particular gauge to let you know that you're running out of fuel. And now you're in the middle of the night. Well, what are you going to do? Well, with me, I can just run over to Home Depot at any point in time during the night and get 15 propane tanks if I want, if I had 15 empties, and I don't. So that's kind of gas in a nutshell. So we'll move on to my more favorite fuel type, which is charcoal fuel types. Now, there's a couple different types of charcoal. The first one we'll start off with is lump charcoal. Lump charcoal is carbonized wood. If you've never seen lump charcoal before, basically what it looks like is maybe you've seen a house that is burned down, or you have a fireplace in your house, and wood kind of just burns down to that really black, thick, stumpy stuff. It's really light. That's what lump charcoal looks like. It looks like somebody just took a shovel to a house that burned down and shoveled in all the remainders into a bag and put it up for sale. You know, you really have to do, as far as lump charcoal is concerned, you really have to do your research on the brands that are available to you. There's a lot of crappy brand lump charcoal out there. It's not like, you know, the briquettes. I mean, typically, you know, briquettes aren't going to be crushed. And I've just heard horror stories about lump charcoal and specific manufacturers and makers. There's just a lot of crap, and it comes all broken up in little pieces, and when you dump it into your particular grill or smoker, 85% of it falls through the grate down in the bowl, so it's ruined. It has a propensity to spark a lot during the lighting process. Some are worse than others, so you've been warned, especially if you're lighting it with the propane burners or the Mac torches or what have you. Some of the brands do have more of a propensity to want to spark. So just be wary of that if you've never lit lump charcoal before. Could pop. But lump burns hotter than traditional, like, Kingsford briquettes. So it is a preferred fuel, at least in my eyes and a number of other people on grilling and barbecue forums. It is a preferred fuel for grilling because of the high searing temperatures it generates. Remember, searing doesn't seal in the juices. But enough of that. It also adds, not adds, but it has a nice smell to it when you start it up. When you use some type of, like Kingsford comes right to my mind. When you light that stuff up, man, it is funky, funky smelling stuff. This has, you know, a nice flavor, nice smell to it when it starts up. Like, you know, real, like you're burning wood, basically. I mean, because you're burning wood. And some people would even make the argument that it adds some type of smoky flavor to your meat when you're cooking it. I don't know if I'm necessarily a subscriber to that, but everybody has their own opinions. And I'm certainly not here to tell anybody's that their pal or their palate is incorrect. So if you think it does add flavor to your meat when you're cooking it over lump charcoal, then good for you. I don't necessarily find it to be that case. When we come back, I will finish up on the lump charcoal side, and we'll also jump right into Know Your Q, so hang with me. We'll be right back. Get your phones ready to win free stuff from specialshit.com. Hang with me. We'll be right back.
The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market, with its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven. You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
D-Dog's award-winning barbecue rubs put the perfect balance of spicy and sweet on your ribs, chicken, all beef and pork, and more. Whether it's slow-cooked barbecue, or grilled steaks and burgers, or soups, vegetables, or anything else from your kitchen, D-Dog's award-winning rubs make good food great. Four flavors: original, maple, apple, and peach. Each made from the freshest all-natural ingredients. Order yours today at www.ddogsbbq.com. That's D-D-O-G-S-B-B-Q.com. D-Dog's Barbecue Rubs. It's better than ketchup.
You can smoke like an expert pitmaster with a CookShack smoker right out of the box. Confidently smoke cook professional quality pit barbecue that your family and friends will love, with no special training or skills required. You can count on CookShack for high quality electric smokers that have been field tested for over 40 years under the most rigorous conditions in backyards across North America. Our newest line, Fast Eddies by CookShack, 100% wood burning pits, helps bring professional competition teams to the winner's circle year round. Chefs, caterers, and backyard barbecuers choose both CookShack and Fast Eddies by CookShack smokers to smoke, cook, world-class Q. And we don't stop with smokers. We help you make your barbecue experience a success with an array of useful accessories and cookbooks, five kinds of aromatic smoking woods and pellets, delicious barbecue sauces and savory rubs, and a website packed with information, recipes, and the popular CookShack barbecue forum. Try a CookShack with no risk and our 30-day no-hassle money-back guarantee. CookShack smokers are proudly made in the USA. Don't take our word for it. Visit our forum at www.cookshack.com and ask our customers what they think of us. Or call us at 1-800-423-0698 to learn how you can smoke cook truly great barbecue.
The future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit, to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down its doors flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
This is Jennifer Paulinus from Charlotte, North Carolina, and this is Barbecue Central.
The phone lines are open on the Barbecue Central Show.
Barbecue Central Show.
Call 216-220-0966 to get on the air. Once again, here's your host, Greg Rempe.
All right, welcome back. 20 minutes till, and of course, this is the fastest growing portion of the show, the Know Your Q game. I would finish my thoughts about lump charcoal, but we can certainly get into that more next week. Email Ron Hill. Charcoal, let's discuss the minion method, which is not fully understood by many people. There's no need to get all the coals going with white tips, as directed by most bags. Just light a side or portion, or arrange the coals in a line, and only light one end and let it travel. This is how Stumps works with the gravity feed. Only the bottom is lit, and it burns down. And as it burns down, it lights the ones above it. Lump rules. I would also like to hear something about the new Wicked Good Hardwood Lump Briquettes. Love your show, Ron. Ron, thank you for listening. Actually, I have been toying around with having the actual Minion Man himself on, Jim Minion, who I am personal and close friends with, although he would never admit it in person, to have him actually talk about the Minion Man, so we'll do that. But now let's go ahead and start taking callers for the game show Sweeping the Nation. Always got to talk into the mic. The Know Your Cue game to win a gift pack of specialshit.com donated by Dan Martin over at Special Shit. The question today is, how long did it take my dad to install the gas meter that I bought him for Christmas on his propane tank? 216-220-0966, 216-220-0966. Again, you're playing and answering, or for the three-pack, because that's what Darren was giving, for the gift pack of Special Shit barbecue rub. You can find out more about Special Shit at specialshit.com. Trying to think of the rubs that he has there. Special Shit, All Shit, and Good Shit, I believe, are... he's also got sauces, I believe. So Dan is out there and really helping me out. Again, question is, how long did it take to install? How long did it take my dad to install the aftermarket gas meter that I gave him on his propane tank? Simple question, if you were listening. Notice that I am not asking two questions tonight. In order to eliminate myself from looking like a fool, having two people call in with the right answers, I tell them they're wrong, and then have to backpedal for the better part of a week to make sure that I rectify the incorrections. So we will go ahead and pick up the first call, see where we go from here. Callers, the Barbecue Central Show, you are on the air.
It took 5 minutes.
Who is this?
It's Katie from Kent, Ohio.
Okay, well, first of all, you didn't give me a chance to even play the introduction.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you want to play the game?
Yes, please.
All right. Stand by.
Okay.
And now it's time for the game show Sweeping the Nation. Know Your Cue with your host, me, Greg Rempe. And now, here's me, Greg Rempe. Nothing more gratifying than a self-serving introduction. Caller, the dramatic music is in. Time is running short, so I ask you this. How long did it take my dad to install the aftermarket gas meter that I got him on his propane tank? Your answer now.
It took him less time to do it than it actually took to describe how to do it.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Really?
Really?
Judges, that answer? Sorry, caller. I appreciate you calling in. That is not the correct answer. But thank you for calling in. No, sorry. That was not the answer. He gave a specific period in time that it took him to answer that question. But I got to give this away. So if you want to call back, I will be more than happy to take another answer. But it was not however long it took to do it to describe it. There was an actual time frame given. And we're running out of show time. So if you have an answer, 216-220-0966 to win a gift pack by donated by Dan Martin of Special Shit Rub. You can find out more about them at specialshit.com. Still waiting. This is where I would normally fill the show with content. But last week we had an overwhelming amount of calls in. Obviously, I have alienated the listening base. And I can no longer get anybody to call in now. I've alienated the listening audience, and I apologize for that. All right, one more caller. Barbecue Central Show, who is this and where you're calling from?
Hey, Rimby, this is Finney.
Oh, and Finney.
I'm calling from wherever I am today.
Very nice. Finney, the answer to the question, how long did it take my dad to put on his aftermarket gas meter on his propane tank?
I do believe that he said 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Judges, 5 minutes? All right. Somebody's listening out there. And it just so happens to be the inventor of the Finney method, a.k.a. reverse sear. So, Finney, shoot me your address, and Dan Martin will be more than happy to get you out your specialshit.com stuff.
Hey, and tell your dad airballs hey from Finney.
I will do it. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Email me your stuff, Finney.
All right, man.
All right, bye. Chris Finney wins, specialshit.com. That's going to do it for this show. I would like to thank my dad for calling in and talking about his particular aftermarket gas meter. Certainly appreciate the time he spent talking about that. Next week, I'll actually be hoping to have Jim Minion, the creator of the Minion Method. We'll talk to him about his barbecue experience, how he came up with the Minion Method, and go from there. Thanks to Ron Hill for emailing. Thanks to the listeners for listening. I am your host for the Barbecue Central Show, Greg Rempe. Be sure to stay tuned for Broad Topics. Laura Joan, Marnie, and Kelly. Four broads and a bottle of good time. Until next Tuesday at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. I am your host, Greg Rempe, and I am out.
You can smoke like an expert pitmaster with a CookShack smoker right out of the box. Confidently smoke cook professional quality pit barbecue that your family and friends will love with no special training or skills required. You can count on CookShack for high quality electric smokers that have been field tested for over 40 years under the most rigorous conditions in backyards across North America. Our newest line, Fast Eddies by CookShack, 100% wood burning pits, helps bring professional competition teams to the winner's circle year round. Chefs, caterers, and backyard barbecuers choose both CookShack and Fast Eddies by CookShack smokers to smoke, cook, world-class Q. And we don't stop with smokers. We help you make your barbecue experience a success with an array of useful accessories and cookbooks, five kinds of aromatic smoking woods and pellets, delicious barbecue sauces and savory rubs, and a website packed with information, recipes, and the popular CookShack barbecue forum. Try a CookShack with no risk and don't take our word for it. Visit forum www.cookshack.com and ask our customers what they think of us, or call us at 1-800-2-0-6-9-8 to learn how you can smoke cook truly great barbecue.
Barbecue has never been easier with the Barbecue Guru. The Barbecue Guru is a temperature control and monitor for all pits, charcoal, wood, electric, your pit. It easily attaches to any smoker or pit and gives you simple, trouble-free control of your temperatures so you can make championship-quality barbecue every time and all the time. And it's location-free. Take it anywhere. This amazing breakthrough in barbecue technology is a microprocessor-controlled draft system that uses temperature monitors and a small fan to keep your temperatures constant. The Stainless Steel Guru Pit Minder gives you a choice of controls from 90 to 370 degrees. So cold smoking, pepper drying, making cheese or jerky, or fabulous briskets and ribs is nothing short of effortless. The ProCom 4 lets you monitor your pit from up to 600 feet away. And there's more. Check out the full line of products and accessories for the future of barbecue with new items on the way. Visit thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market. With its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven.
You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
D-Dog's award-winning barbecue rubs put the perfect balance of spicy and sweet on your ribs, chicken, all beef and pork, and more. Whether it's slow-cooked barbecue or grilled steaks and burgers or soups, vegetables, or anything else from your kitchen, D-Dog's award-winning rubs make good food great. Four flavors: original, maple, apple, and peach, each made from the freshest all-natural ingredients. Order yours today at www.ddogsbbq.com. That's D-D-O-G-S-B-B-Q.com. D-Dogs Barbecue Rubs. It's better than ketchup.